This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again now here on RNIB Connect Radio for another vocalised roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And joining me, as usual, is Jess Beale from Vocalise to share a few upcoming accessible events from their regular email newsletter. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm really good. Thank you. Nice to be back again.
Jess, we're going to start this week with a powerful reworking of Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice, which centres around tensions in the East End of London in 1936, which is at the Criterion Theatre in London.
Yeah, that's right. We're starting off in the West End at London's Criterion Theatre for the audio-described performance of The Merchant of Venice 1936. And this is audio-described on Saturday the 9th of March at 2:30, and the tickets start from £19.25. This thrilling drama starring Tracy Ann Oberman, in which ambition, power and political unrest explode onto the stage for an unforgettable, electrifying new production of The Merchant of Venice, in which Shakespeare's classic, as you say, transported to 1930s London. And it's a really interesting drama to go and see. The show will be ending soon, so don't miss out and go and book your tickets today for this audio-described performance at the Criterion Theatre.
We now have the touring production of the multi-award-winning stage adaptation of Yann Manteau's Man Booker Prize award-winning novel, The Life of Pi, and this is in Leicester, Jess.
Yeah, that's right. We're back at the Curve Theatre in Leicester for this multi-award-winning production, The Life of Pi. And the audio-described performance is on Wednesday the 13th of March. This is at 7:30 with a touch tour beforehand at 6 o'clock. As you say, it's the production of Life of Pi from the Booker-winning prize novel with some amazing jaw-dropping visuals, magic and world-class puppetry, all combining in this multi-award-winning play. The story of Pi, who's been stranded on the lifeboat with a series of animals. A hyena, a zebra, an orangutan, and the Bengal tiger. So who will survive? Really great show. It does contain flashing lights and haze effects and lasts for about 2 hours and 10 minutes, and there's an interval as well. So well worth going to see this incredible touring show.
Off to Canterbury now for what has been described as a breakthrough opera for Puccini.
Yeah, that's right. We're at the Marlowe Theatre for the audio-described performance from the English touring opera, and it's Puccini's Manon Lescaut. This audio-described performance will be on Friday the 15th of March, and that's at 7:30. Tickets are from £16 and up to £55. And this is Puccini's musical triumph, which is packed full of memorable music and heartbreaking drama. It's Jude Christian's new production of Puccini's breakthrough opera. It's sung in English with English surtitles, and it lasts for 2 hours and 10 minutes, and there's an interval. And as I say, this is also a touring production, so there's this audio-described performance at the Marlowe Theatre, and there's also other performances as well to look out for.
We now have the return and resurrection of a Northern Ballet classic with Romeo and Juliet, and this is in Leeds.
Yep, we have Shakespeare's classic Romeo and Juliet, Northern Ballet's Romeo and Juliet, which is audio-described at the Leeds Grand Theatre in Opera House. Audio-described ballet is on Saturday the 16th of March at 2:30 with your touch tour beforehand at 12:15. So a really good opportunity to go and explore the beautiful sets and some of the costumes involved in this ballet. Tickets are from £15. And of course, it's Shakespeare's ultimate tale of forbidden love. I'm sure we all know the story of Romeo and Juliet. But this beautiful ballet breathes new life into Shakespeare's classic and invites you to imagine it as if it is your first time of knowing the story. So well worth going to see this beautiful ballet where you can experience ballet at its most dramatic, romantic and intense. So that's Romeo and Juliet for you, Northern Ballet's production.
We're going to end this week, Jess, with a play about one man's double life with Harry Clarke at the Ambassadors Theatre in London.
Yeah, we are back in the West End at the Ambassadors Theatre for this dramatic play, Harry Clarke, which is audio described for you on Wednesday the 27th of March. That's at 7:30 with tickets from £35. And Billy Crudup stars in this intoxicating performance, all about one man's thrilling double life. where Harry Clark, keeping audiences guessing, it charts the exploits of a Midwestern man, moves to New York City and charms his way into a wealthy family. Oh, it sounds good to me. It's an 80-minute performance of this wittedly funny thriller. Again, it's one that's ending soon, so make sure you book your tickets today. There is some content warnings that there will be coarse language used in the production with mentions of sexual acts, violence and drug use, but a really great show to go and see at the Ambassador's Theatre.
Jess, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we've just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter, or just find out a bit more about Vocalise and other audio described events, where can people go to find out more?
Well, as always, head over to our website, which is at vocalise.co.uk, where you can go through the What's On page, which will tell you full listings of all the upcoming shows across the UK. We've also got our social media pages at Vocalise AD on Facebook and X, and we can also be emailed on inquiries@vocalise.co.uk. It's always great to hear from you, so please do get in touch.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much indeed, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for sharing some great audio described events with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. Always a pleasure, and I'll see you again next time.